This is an item from December 8th about the primary school. In the primary school plans are given the green light. Plans to demolish a primary school building in Tobermory and build a new school to the tune of nearly £4 million have been given the go-ahead. Proposals for Fernie Lee School, Fernie Lee Road, were discussed by Calderdale Council's Planning Committee on Tuesday. The issue has raised much debate, and plans are put forward to present a more financially viable option than refurbishing the existing school building, which faces significant maintenance and running costs. Tomberton Town Councillor Janet Batty, Lib Dem, Studley, spoke in opposition to the plans. She highlighted the importance of the school's heritage. Other objections, including concerns over whether the new school could accommodate a growing number of pupils in the future and the loss of the use of the playing field for residents, were also raised. Councillor Sue Press, Labour, Tomberton, spoke in favour of the plans. She said, "The reason I'm supporting this is because staff at the school and governors want to see a new school on this site. Funding was announced almost 3 years ago, and they've had to wait and put up with really bad conditions for long enough. The current building is not fit for purpose. People talk about the heritage value. Of course that's important. But I think people also need to take into account what is more important, providing a new school for Tobermory children or keeping a building open which no longer works." Chair David Curtin gave his support to the plans, saying the lives of children need to come first. They should be paramount. The plans were passed, but now will be referred to the Secretary of State following an objection from Sport England, which raised concerns that the playing field would not be replaced on a like-for-like basis. Speaking after the meeting, Councillor Press said, "I'm delighted that the Planning Committee has made the right decision and put the interests of Tobermory children first." Meanwhile, Councillor Batty said, "I shan't give up on trying to protect this building for the future."